Father. What an honor and privilege it is to be able to open my mouth this morning, and the first thing I say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Father. Our Father. Our glorious, marvelous, magnificent Father. That the name is so powerful. The Almighty God. The everlasting peace. Oh, as a character of almightiness, a character of peace. And it's really a strange thing because it's peace no matter what happens with you. When you do something, it's always peace. Even your war brings peace. My God. Because you said that. Here you are. You're the Lord. You're Savior. Means you own everything. Everything is maintained, held up, operates. Well, gravity operates because you said so. Waters move because you say so. Everything happens because you said so, and you're our Father. Not somebody else's daddy. Not Israel's daddy. Not America's daddy. Not any of their fathers. Only. Not Europe or any of the the places that you are, because you're our Father who has a country, who has a place. And this place is called heaven. Wow. You created a heaven for yourself, a place, a country, a land, an invisible place, an invisible country. And then you created a visible country. A visible land, a visible creation, to look like the invisible. And then you put visible people made like you in this visible place so that your invisibleness could be visibilized or visualized in this place called Earth. And so I thank you for that. This is the reason that I'm not in any hurry to come and see heaven, because I have a mandate. You gave us a mandate. You gave your sons a mandate. He said, make the visible like the invisible. so that the invisible me that's inside of the visible you could manifest my invisible kingdom here in the earth. My God. Oh, how I worship you this morning. How we worship you. And as we pray in tongues for a while, I thank you that every person on this call and every person that will hear this call will desire to live in earth more than heaven. To manifest heaven in the earth, but to live in earth. Oh, those who are able to catala bosca la socorricate. Hey, bosco loboscali cata. Let's pray in tongues for a while. Shinga libasco libaskishkatili dos ledaco ricata. We want to know what you want to release in prayer this morning, Holy Spirit. What the Father wants to release. Holy is your name on earth. Oh, la masa neshkala singale bango liba ki akorre geta idi akotia. Adolo boho koso korre geta rabasa delika kokato te. E bosika tidi yakatia lo poka kato to te. E iska tidi tishkala songali bandi ala kala boskala sengya ika kia. Abenti alla concordia dalla bonda rassunde e che di accadusca desca tiri disca le songa di acca. Ondo di abacacato te pascalia. Ingi zingi i caccia tanto lo bosco di basigiti accattata. Oranda hasande e che di accavi alla concordia catta. We your sons, we your people, we your kings, we your priests, we. Count it a privilege to do your will. To have your will manifest in earth just like it is in heaven. If you're holy, your name is your character and your integrity, and holy is that. That we operate in the same holiness, the same level, the same magnitude of it. That my God, the words that you said in your word, you swear when you open your mouth, you swear even to your own hurt. Oh my God. My God. I worship you. I praise you. We do. Oh my gosh. That everything in us, that we have the opportunity to make everything beautiful in its time. Everything that has happened in the past that we have deemed as ugly, that we have deemed as a mistake, or here it is, a failure. All it is a stepping stone. All it is wood for the fire. All it is a perception of how it is that we have seen things. Oh, facts maybe, yes. But when we give the final word about it, then it becomes the truth. Because it becomes the name of Jesus out of our mouths. When we give the picture of what the picture and the purpose that you allowed or you had something to happen in our lives, I thank you and praise you that I get the opportunity to say what you have said about it. That say what you have said to it. Everything has a word. There's a word for that. There's a word for my kingdom from that. There's a word for heaven from heaven for that. That brings your peace in times of war. That brings a peace that surpasses every bit of understanding. It just goes past. It nullifies everything that we would think it here in the earth. I love your word. I love you. We love you. Because once you say something, no matter what it is that it looks like, no matter what the facts are, it becomes the truth. Because you cannot lie. You cannot lie. Oh, my Lord, I just so love that. That was a tragedy. God says that it was a blessing. God says that it was an opportunity. God says this about it. God said it was necessary. So what does that mean? It was necessary. It was a truth. It was a glorious thing. It was a good thing. This is why it's so important that you say in your word, when you look at things and you say that all of these things, everything that happened, God, I was thanking you so much as I was looking at my life and looking at the, and as you were revealing the things, if I had to live any of my life all over, oh my God, no. Everything that happened, happened for a purpose. And you are able to take all of those things, everything that happened, and by the end of this life here in earth, it will be, wow, look at the life she had. Because I, through who you are in me, we, your people, would have turned all of those things into manifestations of glory, showing just how great our King is. Oh, my God. Everything will be glorified in its right time. It will show forth and showboat just how glorious you are, just how wealthy you are, just how rich you are, just how you own everything that there is, period. There is nothing that you do not own. There is nothing that you cannot change. There isn't anything that you, our Father who's in heaven, our Father who's in the country of heaven, our Father that made this country, this universal place here in the earth, our Father that made this for us so that we could be kings and lords, own it, operate it, knowing that whatever mistake that we make, that you're there. You are there to help us through it. You're there to help us see it out of your eyes. Oh, my God, I thank you that I have inside eyes. I thank you that I have mind sight. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that I have God eyes. I thank you. Oh, I pray that we get this today, that I have God eyes. My Lord, I have God hearing. I have God understanding. I have God's power and authority that he gave me in the earth. And he told me, I want you to use this authority and I want you to make it like I see it. I want you to make this earth, this place, this place you live on, I want you to make it like it is in heaven. I want you to bring forth what it is in heaven into this earth. But you have to walk in the Spirit. You have to live a life out of the Spirit. You have to live a life that is not a religious life. I live a life that is a manifesting life, to live a life that does not beg or cry or anything for anything, because everything is there for you. You get to possess everything in its time. You get to change things, and it's because of what it is that I allow you to see, the pictures that you have, that you can actually see heaven here on earth, that you can actually see what heaven is, because I told you that I want you to make my kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, my God, if I didn't give you sight to see what heaven is like so that you could bring to earth my character. Earth, heaven is my character. Heaven is my intellect. Heaven is me. Heaven is me, God. Oh, yes. The country heaven was in you before it was created. So, let me see if I get this, Father. You created heaven, the heavens, even the highest heavens belong to you. So you created the heavens, these heavenly places. So that we, being in you via Jesus, in Christ, next to you, which means having access to your mind, that we can operate through the being, the invisible being of you and Jesus, your mind being in us, because this is the part of you that is in us. This kingdom called the Holy Spirit is in us so that we can think like you, do like you, speak like with your authority, so the earth produces what it is in heaven. So that as we speak to the dust, as we speak to the dust, which everything here was created out of it, which means everything here in the earth is growable, is changeable. Because everything returns to its own source. My Lord, the trees end up as dust or ash. The buildings can, they burn. You even showed, wow, in Israel where you said, in Jerusalem where you talked about the temple and the destruction, the burning, the destruction of that. You see that even those rocks, everything will return. And then you're going to make everything new. Lord, when we start to look at how awesome, how awe. Wow, how some kind of awe that you are. I'm undone. It's like particles of me. It's like all different pieces of me. I am undone until you put me back together again, until I collect all of the pieces and I collect myself. Oh, oh my God, and then you've made it so that you've made it so that we're so much like you that we can give pieces of us, that we can release pieces of us into the earth to change things and then collect those pieces back, and that thing still remains the same. It remains as we have created it because of what it is that we have spoken. That I can give, I can release the gifts that you have placed on the inside of me to have this person's gift, to unite with this person's gift so that it can grow, so that it can manifest. I can release the words and so that they can do that, and then they release unto me what it is that I need. I've given unto them spiritual things, which means I've given unto them ideas. I've given unto them words. Words are spirit. Words are spirit. And words are life. These words, I've given to them the words that's going to help them to create the business, the thing, whatever it is that they desire, whatever it is that goes along with their purpose. And then and then they give unto me the physical thing, which is called money, finances, houses, cars, whatever it is. And then the wisdom that was a spirit wisdom that I gave them in the first place, I can call that back and use it again. My Lord God, just like the fishes and the loaves, nothing is lost with you. Nothing is lost with you. I thank you and I praise you that the eyes are open on this call this morning so that we can actually see how everything works. Everything returns to its owner. Everything. There's a jubilee. There's a jubilee of all of these things. And who knows which year the year of the jubilee is, the year of the return, the year, the time, the season for this. The manifested order in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. Everything. Oh my God, there's a time for an idea to be born. There's a time for it to be carried. There's a time for it to be birthed. And then there's a time for it to be died, to die. But when it dies, it just goes into the ground and it makes dust, and then it comes back out a different source. It's so off the hook. It is just so wonderful when we look and we see just how you are. And then all of these words that we can take these words, and words that were meant to harm us, words that were meant to destroy us, we can take those words and we can use it as the reason for succeeding. We can use every failure. We can use everything that we thought would destroy us, but what it did, it said, now I have a reason to overcome this thing, that I am a great overcomer, because the great overcomer is on the inside of me. The invisible God, the one that has overcome, the one that has overcome through Jesus Christ all the things that meant to destroy him, he overcame it, and we overcome by the words of our mouth. We overcome it by the power of his character, the words of my mouth, my God. And then I get to, yes, I get to confess them, I get to speak them, I get to use these words to overturn everything that is trying to turn me into a nothing. I get to become a something powerful. I get to become a tool. I get to become whatever it is that is necessary for the kingdom of God to come and the will of God to be done in the earth. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, when I look at what this is, and the privilege and the honor it is to be in the earth, why would I want to go to heaven where I cannot rule? I can rule. I can reign here. I can be a landlord. I am a lord of lords. I'm an owner of the owner's stuff. Oh my God. That means, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Oh my God! And here it is. Yeah, you proved it. Here it is. Here you You told this one what to do. You overcame things called finances, money. Here it is that you showed forth what it is that you said. You said, I want you to dominate the earth. I want you to be Lord. I want you to be Lord. I want you to be king over the birds of the air, over the fish of the sea, over all of these things, all of these things that move. And then you came in the form of mankind and you showed, you know, I said I wanted you to be over the birds of the air. Look at what it is that I did. Look at what it is that I made the birds do. I made those birds feed, go and bring food to my prophet. Oh, yeah, but that's not all. I remember when the taxes were due, even taxes on my earth, in my earth, that they wanted me to pay. So I said, okay, I'm a stranger here. I'm just doing what it is that I'm going to do here. And so I sent and I took authority over the fish. Peter, go. And, you know, I've already talked to the fish, so it's already preserved for you. So when you just throw your net in, the first fish that comes out is the fish that has the money, that wants to, that has the material thing called the coin, perfect coin. And then you come back and you give it to the people that I created in my world that right now I've given them authority. I mean, they're able to play owner of it. You know, how do I know that? Because it has the Caesar's picture on it. So give the Caesar what he has what he gets to operate in, the power and the authority that I've given him for this time. So give it to him. It's like playing Monopoly, God. It's like, okay, all right, he won this. So give him his thing. Give him his treasure right now. You give it to him because it's got his picture on it. It's recognized by him. So you give it to him for now. And then, you know, that part is taken care of. And then you give me what belongs to me, which is you did that. You operated the way that I wanted you to operate. You were a part of taking ownership, decreeing and having domination and dominating and controlling the animals in which it is that I've made. If you know that when you name them, as Adam in the garden, that there it was, that you know you had authority over all of those things that creeped on the ground, all of those things that walked on the ground, everything except another king or another priest. You don't have the authority. You don't have the authority to dominate them. You have the authority to be able to tell them and work with them. And in working with them, what it is that you do is you use the authority, you use the rank in which I've given you in order to operate, to open up things on the inside of them, that you're beginning to love them as you love yourself, because you love you enough to obey me and to live in my kingdom the way that I want you to live in my kingdom. And then I told you, you got over all these things. Oh, my gosh, and you even showed, yes, how we have the authority over the wind and over the sea and over all of those things. My God, my God, my God, I thank you for Genesis 1. I thank you for all of this. I thank you that I have mind sight. I thank you that I have kingdom sight. I have eyesight. I got your eyes. Oh, yeah, I got your eyes. Oh, your eyes, your eyes, your eyes. I have God eyes. I have heaven's eyes. I have sight. I have full sight. Oh, my God, I can see, I can see, I can see. What do you want? Open my eyes so that I can see. Okay. If you want to, you can hear, you can make sure that I see. If you want to, you can make sure that I'm able to speak into these things in earth and have them to manifest, have them to be on earth as they are in heaven. Oh, I want to. So go ahead and do it. Go ahead and move. Go ahead and do it. Oh, Father, I thank you and I praise you this morning that this is not just a story, that this is the way that have a big laugh because the ones that have the God of this world, the God that thinks that he owns everything in this world, that have him on the inside of them, they think that they actually win. But I thank you and I praise you this morning that your sons, that the sons of God, the true sons of God, which means those that were born as a new creation in this earth, knowing what a new creation, a new species of being, a new sonship of being. No, not as the sons of God that were talked about in the first covenant. Not those sons of God, but these sons of God, these created sons of God, the new birth sons of God, the ones that came after Jesus, the only begotten, came after the begotten, so that we were of that begotten. And here we are walking and operating in that because of how we're designed now. And every person, all the billions of people that are in the earth, have the opportunity to become a son of God, to become an heir of God, a joint heir working in heaven and earth from the inside out with Jesus, to rule and reign with Jesus in the earth. My God. God, open their ears so that they can hear this morning. Hear, see. I stand on my watch to hear, so that I can see what you would say. Oh my God. Mindsight. The ability to see what is not seen so that it can be seen. Oh, I thank you. I thank you that you open up those portals, those channels of frequency. I thank you that the algorithms that are the mind sight algorithms, that the all of the waves that create the algorithms, all of those Greek names, the alpha, the beta, the gamma, all of those waves, all of the different tunes and sounds and everything that creates your word. I can speak your word in this tone and from this level, and nothing happens. I speak it and nothing happens until it goes through its sequency. And then it goes through. Well, God, I spoke it in faith. I spoke that word in faith 10 years ago. But God, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. You spoke it at such a low level of faith. And since you did not let go of it, you still believe it. You still know it will manifest. What it's doing is it's going through the tones. It's going throughout all the earth in the spirit realm, so that it will come to pass. It will happen. It's just gaining. It's gaining its momentum. It's gaining its sound, because the sound has to be the right sound in order for it to manifest in that time. It must have the right sound. It must say this. It's just like when I was there in the earth, you know, and here it was. They're saying, you don't speak like they spoke, but you speak with another tone. So your tone, we have not heard this tone. we have not heard this healing tone, this manifesting tone, this tone in the earth before. We've not heard it. You speak with another tone, another vibration, another algorithm. You speak, and the sound waves are opening. You speak with this authority, and that authority has a sound. Authority has a sound. Everything has a sound. So you speak with this sound. And so I have created you in my likeness. I've created you to do things the way I do so that you can take whatever it is. You can take the past. You can take all of these things that have happened, and you speak it and you change it because you are a change agent in the earth. You are a change agent. And how you see, be careful how you see. Be careful how you hear. Now are you understanding that, yes, Lord, that how you hear something, you hear someone calling you a name. You hear that you're a slave. You hear that you're inferior. You hear all of those things. Be careful how you hear that. You hear you'll never amount to anything. You hear that. Be careful how you hear it. Yeah, but I was a child, okay? When you were a child, you acted like a child. Now you've grown up and you've become a wonder man. Now how do you hear it? How do you hear that? Ah! That was not meant and done to me. It was for me. Now I can come as a little child and I can operate and I can change that. Oh, no, that picture is not finished yet. It's not finished. I didn't put this in it. This has to be in it. Now, oh, that looks like a totally different picture. I changed it. I got to change it. Now it's pretty, huh? Now it's beautiful. Now everybody can use that. Now now it's real food. Now, oh, the birds of the air. Oh, yes, the words, the things that the birds of the air can carry these words now. Because remember now, even the birds, even those will hear the things that you speak in your bedroom, hear those things, and they'll carry them into a place that's necessary for them to be carried. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Nothing is lost. Nothing in the word of God, no word that he has will return to him. It does not matter. It does not matter what it is. What it is, it's going to return to him fulfilled for the way that it is that he desired it to be, what it is that he meant for it to be. It will happen. Oh, every word. That's why every idle word, every word that, oh, I didn't really mean it. Every lie, everything. We got to give an account for that. Why'd you waste that word on that lie? Why'd you waste that word there? Why didn't you keep it? Oh, you just didn't. You didn't pay them people. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't. You lied on this. And you lied here. I didn't lie, God. I didn't lie, Lord. Yes, you did. You told me you were going to do something. You didn't. You told me you were going to be there on time. You didn't. You told me you were going to trust me with your kids, and you didn't. You told me you were going to trust me with this, and you didn't. You didn't. You didn't. Ah. Ah, those were idle words, huh? Yeah, you need to answer to those. Why don't you answer them while you're still there in the earth? Why don't you answer them and recall those words and change them by manifesting, by doing, by correcting them. Oh, yeah, you got correction power. Every fall, every failure, everything that you see is that. Oh, yeah. I'm going to show you. You're going to open this up in ways that's going to free people. And in this thing tomorrow, you're going to. Mm-hmm. Those words too. Yes. So Father, I thank you. This. Oh that your book, called the Bible, is such a fascinating life. I mean, words cannot describe the life that this book is. And I so thank you that you have trained me up in the way that I should go so that I do not read it as a religious book. That I read it and then it goes through its metamorphosis and then it comes out as a part of me rather than words that I repeat. That I take the words and in my being, my memory, in my cellular being, it takes it. They were spirit words, and it takes it, and it turns it into the sound that matches where I am in this realm called spirit. And what it does, okay, I'll use a word that's not a word, but we'll make it a word. Algorithmize it until it becomes a part of who it is that I am. And then I speak it into the earth where it now it goes throughout the earth because it is your word, but I've spoken it out of how it has manifested itself, simulated itself. Come to be one with me. I'm one with that word now, and I speak it out. And as your ascension gift, as a part of your ascension gift, now it's out there and it's reverberating in the earth. And then, oh my gosh, that one picked it up. That one heard it. That one heard it. That one was on that frequency. Oh yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Those waves, the waves, the different sounds, the different things, and they heard it, and now they speak it, and they speak it, and they speak it, and they speak it. This is called prayer. And they decree it, and they declare it, and they speak it. And oh my gosh, now, oh, it has grown with momentum, and now it goes out, and it accomplishes what it was to accomplish in the first place. And then it comes back and says, see, you gave me this word, and now I have, what I have done, I have spoken it, and then others have done it too. So now I bring you back 10 times what it is you gave me. I bring you back 100 times what it is that you gave me. I bring you back 60 times, 80. I bring you back what it is. I bring you back a whole 100%. And that's what the word comes back and lets you know I've accomplished what it is that it was sent out to do. Because it's not religion. It's not just some repeated word. It's not that I have heard it in the mannerism, in the frequency, in the productive state in which I am, that I've been able to work with heaven because I'm an heir of God and a co-heir with Jesus Christ. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. So we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning that you have showed us that we are this superhuman power, this superhuman. Here I am a human, but I am a super. I am a superhuman. Oh, yes, 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 in that order. So, I am a spirit son. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I am a real son. I am a natural son. Yes, yes, because I live in this spirit world, and that's my natural world. And so, therefore, I am a super. I am a superior. All mankind is meant to be that way. I am superior over the area, over the metron, over the places, over the things that you have given me to rule. So, therefore, I can bring it. Yeah, not one dime, not one penny has ever left the planet. So you made it so that we could all play with this monopoly money, with this earthly stuff called earthly money, earthly treasures. We could all play with it, and we could all be wealthy. We're doing what it is that we're to do, because just like you made different fingerprints, just like in our fingerprints is our DNA, is our temperament, all of these things you designed us. Every person that has ever lived in this earth with different fingerprints, which mean my words, my hands. I told you to work with your hands, to work with your hands, because so that your fingerprint can make its print in the earth, so that it can go forth and do what it is that it is to do. Every print has a different purpose. So when you put your hands to the plow, when you put your hands to do, I have told you, I've already made it so that I would bless all the works of your hands. Why is that? Because your hands have its identity. There's an identity in that. I've put those numbers in all of those little different marks. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Just think about the alphabet. Because it's like one little yod, one little yod, one little dot. Well, yes, which is the yod. All of these different things, not one tittle, not one symbol, not one anything will be changed. Why is that? Oh, don't change any of that, because everything has a purpose, has a destiny, has an assignment, And don't you go and falsify anybody's assignment. Take it like it is, and then make the adjustments that are necessary in you for your assignment to hook up with that one, and for that one, and for that one, so that we are co-laboring together with Christ, and we're all in Christ. So that means we're co-laboring together with each other here in the earth. So that's why it's our Father who is. Oh, yeah, you can go. I know it. I can go on and on. To God, I so thank you. Oh, my physical head can hurt, but I'm so glad that I don't have to live in that physical head. That you keep expanding me. You're expanding my spirit brain. And now it's expanding my physical brain. Oh, my gosh, I can see the things in the earth, the material things, the physical things that can change because of what it is that you have placed in me. And each individual. And, oh, I so thank you for the giftings, for the assignment, for the opportunity to awaken it in them, in other people, and help them to identify it. Here it is, here it is, here it is. Oh, yeah, I can see it. Oh, yes, the ultrasound. They get to see the ultrasound. They get to see it, and then they get to say, is it a, it, what is it, what is it, what is it? And then here forth, and I get to give them what it is. I get to give them these super glasses. So if they can see it, yes, 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 yes. And then it's pulled out of them and into the earth. And, oh, my gosh, I didn't see how much this was worth. I didn't see its value there. Oh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. Yes, I can do this. I can package this properly. And millions of people, or just 10, or just however many. But my God, it can bring billions and trillions into this. People want to pay for this. Oh, yeah, you want to present it, but they need to pay so that they can release what's in them, because if they don't put anything into it, that's why you don't do everything for your children. That's why you don't do everything for your spouse. That's why you don't do everything for anyone. You cripple them by doing that. No, no, let them go through the hurts. Let them go through the things that they're to go through. You keep them from going through the errors that you can by training them or teaching them and then doing what it is that you're to do. Oh, yeah, and even when you leave this inheritance for your children and your children's children, Oh, yeah. You give them a head start. Yeah, I want you to give them a head start. I want you to do that for them. Yeah, you can do that. And it's right time. Yeah, but don't give it to them prematurely. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you have it for them. That's why I told you to train them up in the way that they're to go. But God, I didn't train them up that way. Well, that's okay. You can let me help to train them up now. No matter how old they are, you can still give it to them when they're ready. Yeah, don't give it to them. We'll just go destroy them. Oh, yes. Okay, shut up, Baker. Oh, God, yes, this conversation. I so love conversating with you. I just love it.